You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. I am your host, Tracy Ross. I'm joined in the studios now by Kate Lochte and on the phone by Brad Downell, the director of the Glema Center for the Arts. Brad, thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Hi, Brad. I'm tickled to find out that one of your acts coming this Friday night is also performing Saturday night in our region at Maiden Alley Cinema. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Is that Carla or
no,
Maiden Radio?
Maiden Radio.
Well, so, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting that these artists are getting out and about in our area. It looks to me, or it seems to me, that they're mostly from Eastern Kentucky.
Well, yes, Maiden Radio is actually a Louisville-based group. Julia Purcell was in the Masters and Apprentice program that Kentucky Folklife sponsored, and she was an apprentice, and that's how Maiden Radio came to be on the roster for this weekend.
You know, she's one of the women in Maiden Radio is from Trigg County as well, and I believe that John McMillan is going to be interviewing her Saturday the 17th, and that's Cheyenne Mize.
Ah, okay. Well, that's great. Yeah, yeah. Their sound, their harmonies are just incredible. I'm really looking forward to both them and Carla as well. For those who have those listeners who have enjoyed Music from the Front Porch for years, Carla may be familiar when I say the name Zoe Speaks, which was a group that she had been in before.
I think maybe we should acknowledge that Carla and Maiden Radio are performing Friday night at 7:30 at the Glema Marr Center for the Arts, and tickets are $9 for both the Friday night show, or for each night, and then there's a Saturday night companion show with Kentucky Wild Horse, Mitch Barrett, and Rossi Clark. So let's start, go back to Friday and talk a little bit more about Carla. I understand that she also might engage in some actual flatfoot dancing on stage while she's performing on banjo and guitar.
Absolutely. In fact, she has performed at the Glema Center several years ago, and we were not fortunate enough to see her flatfoot dancing at that point because she had a broken toe.
Oh, dear.
but she's one of these artists who has grew up in the mountains of Appalachia and was immersed, in traditional music, grew up with it. It was part of her life. But as she forges her career, she is taking it and then making it her own, which is what every artist has done for generations. And that's really what to me traditional music is about. And that's what people are going to see both on Friday night with Carla and Maiden Radio, and then on Saturday with Kentucky Wild Horse, and then Mitch Barrett, who is a singer-songwriter and storyteller. He's an absolutely incredible storyteller. And then Rossi Clark, who actually Rossi is a student at University of Kentucky, and when she was 9, she was an apprentice to John Herod, who is the fiddler and founding member of Kentucky Wild Horse.
And she was learning her fiddling at the Cowan Creek Mountain Music School?
Yes, yeah. And she really started fiddling when she was 4 years old.
That's what I was reading, Tracy, the fact that she asked for a fiddle when she was 4 years old because she wanted to be a fiddling chick, like the Dixie Chicks.
Yep, a fiddling chick, yep.
Well, this whole two nights of music accompanies a show that was at the Janice Mason Art Museum and now is gracing the Ampi Baker Gallery at the Glema Center. And I think it bears repeating what this is all about. It's celebrating, really, Kentucky folk arts.
Absolutely. The fact that the tradition carries on because of masters training people to carry on the work. And so this is it's really kind of an explanatory exhibit. There's 12 panels that talk about the process in not only a performance art such as clawhammer banjo or guitar, but also visual arts as well. One of the masters that is described in this exhibit is actually from our region. It's Eddie Pennington. In fact, I think Eddie did a concert in conjunction with the exhibit at Janice Mason Art Museum. Eddie and Alonzo did, I believe. And one of the reasons why I chose other artists is that there's been a lot of exposure to Eddie, and I think I've presented him 4 or 5 times here at the Gleema Center. So I wanted a chance for people to see artists from other parts of the state as well.
And it's interesting that all of these artists, like Eddie learned at the, I wouldn't want to say at the knees, what do you say? He learned with Mose Rager. And these artists all learn from a master who preceded them. They started listening to music by someone who knew the tradition, and so the tradition passes down, which makes it exciting in a different way, because most of these artists are also featured in the online magazine called NoDepression.com, which celebrates an Americana folk blues indigenous music scene in the country. I find that fascinating that some of us here hadn't heard of some of these artists, but they all make appearances on No Depression. And since we're sort of celebrating the Americana genre ourselves these days, it was fun to see that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Very much so.
The other thing I found fascinating about the visual arts in this exhibit is that they are they include new communities in Kentucky, including the Hispanic community in Lexington, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Describe that particular visual. It's fascinating.
I believe, I'm at a loss right now.
Well, if I recall, I think it's sand painting,
right?
In churches down the aisle, a commemorative sand painting that's brilliantly colored, and that's kind of cool because the Indians in the Southwest do sand painting to this day, and so there's kind of it kind of shows this interconnectedness across many states. And now in the Commonwealth, and that accompanies other arts like basket making that we all know Kentucky is known
yeah.
for, boat making. I'd be surprised if there weren't a quilt maker, but I don't think there is.
Yeah, and the stencil that was used for that is showcased in the exhibit, which I found, because we always look at things as a finished product, and what this exhibit it shows some of the finished product and a lot of the process of what goes into it. Also with there's a banjo that is displayed, and I remember who the apprentice is. It's Sue Masick, but I can't remember who the master was. But it showed the banjo. She had the one that she found was a 9-string banjo, And so she modified it, and you can see how she modified it. But also in that she quit performing to raise a family, and then she was really uncomfortable getting back into it. And so somebody told her that what she needed to create a persona. So she you know, as an older woman in her 60s, started performing again, and that's when she adopted a brown derby as her trademark. And so the banjo is seen here in this exhibit with the brown derby on top of it.
That speaks to how many people around us have special skills, and we don't know it, maybe, and that's another reason why this traveling exhibit, and it's coming out of, I think it's Kentucky Folklife.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, it makes it even more special, so that we all start maybe paying more attention to the artists in our own communities who are teaching their art to other people.
Absolutely, and I was going to be getting at the end of November, not in time for this weekend, but a little companion piece for this exhibit, since it doesn't go all the way around, you know, something that worked well, but that artist had to cancel out, and so I thought, oh well, you know, we'll just, you know, we'll be fine with the exhibit that we have. And then I was actually at a restaurant in Louisville last week, and I saw these gorgeous charcoal sketches that were of people that were obviously from the land in Appalachia. But the neat thing about them is that each sketch was done on a topography map.
Oh, my.
And they just reached out and grabbed me. And actually, I asked a waiter at the restaurant, I said, who did these? And he said, oh, well, that's Emily. She clocks in about 30 minutes. And it was a waitress there at the restaurant. And so I talked to her, and now coming next week, we'll have 6 to 10 of her sketches that really, it's here again. It's an apprentice who has learned her craft. And so that's going to be kind of a companion exhibit along with this one. But I thought it was absolutely, and it was kismet, you know. Mm-hmm. I was at that restaurant and happened to see that artwork, and it was absolutely perfect to help. And one, it helps this young woman along, and it also, I think, will enrich the entire exhibit.
Well, let's review for those who've just joined us. Brad Downell is director of the Gleema Center for the Arts at Madisonville Community College, and this Friday and Saturday nights, he is staging a wonderful array of music, 7:30 each night. Friday night, it's Carla Gover and Maiden Radio. Saturday night, it's Kentucky Wild Horse, Mitch Barrett, and Rossi Clark. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.